Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. More MC Flipside on the way tonight as we continue with part two of my interview with him. Lots of passion here and more great stories on the way. Full track list and a selection of MC Flipside web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Things kick off here with his collaboration with Mark Knight and Maxine. This is That Soul.
Wanna get busy? I'm talking on the next level, kind of busy. Then let me see you put your hands up in the air. We'd like to welcome you. Where we all move together, united, stimulating an energy. A sonic force backed by a culture decades ahead of its time, where exclusion becomes inclusion, where problems find solution. It could be jacket, it could be disco, but one thing I know, it's gotta have soul. The warehouse, the gospel, the funk, the roots.
Soul.
Okay, and then let's talk about programming a set here. I get the sense that maybe there's not a lot of planning that goes into these, but when you are DJing, do you like to have the first few tracks planned out, or do you just like to see what's happening on the dance floor and go from there?
I usually like to have the first 45 minutes organized. Now, I'm not saying that I play a set in order of it being programmed that way, but I like to have, if I'm playing a 3-hour set, that first 50 to an hour has to be organized, and I do like having the first half hour of tracks super organized. Like, I know they're all in key, they've all got a feel that makes sense, and then build it up slowly. And then in the second hour, I know, okay, this folder is going to have harder tracks, tracks that don't have a key that are just percussive tracks. So I'm able to go from something deep to something more pumping, and it's tight, it's cohesive. But there's definitely an organization in my music. There's got to be a deep folder, a microtech folder, my tech house folder, rolling. I'll even get technical, rolling, jacking, soulful, melodic, and then I'll take it from there. Do I completely plan a 3-hour set? Absolutely not. But do I have 3 hours of music organized? Yes, that makes sense and can interchange with each other, with the other hours. And then that allows me to focus on doing what a DJ needs to do, and that's reading the room. Do I go in there cold sometimes? Yes, of course. But I know that those folders aren't going to leave me stranded. And if I have to, like, if I feel like, okay, oh shit, I might have to go to this classics folder because, like, they're feeling something, they need something, they need a reward, I'll do that too.
Now I'm sure you've heard the old saying that music is a universal language. Well, house music, it's an underground language. And those who experience it fully understand it. There's something fascinating about a driving track. Regardless of how many times in your lifetime you might hear one. Each time feels like the first time. Now I'm sure you remember that first time. Did you get dragged to an after hours by your friend? Did you stay out late enough at a typical club to hear slamming beats after last call? You see, it's really unexplainable, but it feels so damn good to lose yourself in the music. Your spirit soars and soars and soars to places you've never been. The experience is everlasting, like the music blasting. If this is your very first time, I have one thing to say to you. You're about to elevate
and witness the experience.
Okay, let's roll back the clock here and take a look at your gigging history. And from any of the gigs that you played either recently or over the entire time that you've been doing this, can you tell me a handful that have really stood out for you and what made them so special?
Okay, so as a vocalist, when I was when I had my partnership with Freaky Flow, I'll never forget, we were in, there's two events that stand out to me. Sweat in Washington, D.C. We were with Rock Radar from the Executioners, and I absolutely crushed it lyrically that night. There was, you know, I have to be honest, sometimes we had a lot of fans here, but for me personally, I remember there were people that, because my style of drum and bass MCing revolves around my influence, which is hip hop and soul, I didn't do the whole, oh, right, you're listening to the sounds of the DJ, and suddenly you have this magical fake British accent. I got a lot of love in every other city, Halifax, you know, Vancouver, because I didn't talk over the whole damn set, you know. But don't get it twisted. We would sell out every time we performed in Toronto. But getting back to Sweat, I remember going on after Rock Raider, and I'm a huge Turntablist fan, and it was like packed in there, and it was sweating. Even though it was called Sweat, it was like sweat dripping from the ceiling. And I literally was nailing every single flow. Then there was another gig that stood out to me as an MC, and then I'll get into an example of the DJ gig that blew my mind. We were at the Liquid Room in Tokyo with Goldie, a Metalheads event, and we had to open for him. And I remember, even though there was a language barrier, the Japanese drum and bass heads were like bopping their head and, you know, just boom, you know, chanting and like loving it so much so. We rocked it so hard that we did three other full tours across Japan after that gig. It was incredible. Then as a DJ, when Beatport, when I had my track In The Zone go to number one on Beatport on the Electro chart in 2010, and I headlined their club Beta, 2.5 hour set, absolutely disintegrating that place. They would not leave. 25 minutes of an encore. It was incredible. And I remember the owners of Beatport, they were like, wow, man, you kill it on the mic, but man, you can mix. Like, Denver's a tough town. They're picky, right? Because Beatport would bring in everybody at that time, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so they loved it so much that I ended up going back to headline a few times. And that was another standout. And then, to be honest, every time I play Comfort Zone, there's a special connection between me and that crowd. They really, really like me. And then another international gig that stood out to me, a boat cruise on the sea in Australia in 2011. It was incredible, incredible. With the sun on my face, it was stunning.
Okay. It might be hazardous if you start to miss. You'll lose a turn and get replaced quick. Life's what you make it. It ain't a bitch. Switch your bitch and that's what you vibe. We should align our body and mind. If you're down, I'm down. All about Bonnie Clyde. Run your mouth, I'll mute the racket. If you beat me fair, we'll bury the hatchet. High school setup, think you can match it. In the big leagues, I don't think you can act it. In true competition, the bar is raised. Two moves ahead of you, don't get fake. Your red game ain't nothing but a joke. Real champions go hard and don't joke. Try and come back, though the odds are mounting. Victory sweet like watching you bounce it.
Stay where I thought that we do it. It's time to play in my arcade.
Okay, those are the highs. Let's flip over to the lows here. Have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong for you?
Absolutely. It was in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was in 2012, I believe. I was headlining. They were pumped. It was rammed. And I got my jacket stolen by this drunk woman, who she went on to apologize profusely after the next day and brought it to me and said she was so sorry. But I remember it was so cold, and the promoter had to like lend me a jacket. And when I turned around and saw that my jacket was missing, because it was like a rare Nike jacket, it was like several hundred dollars. I had just bought it, and she kept coming up to the stage and bumping into me, and I lost the crowd. I wasn't in the set anymore. I couldn't stop thinking about, I can't believe that someone stole my jacket while I was mixing. And it threw me off. And it was probably one of the, I was mixing on beat, but that was probably one of the worst sets I've ever played from a spiritual perspective. My head and heart wasn't in it. They felt it, but luckily the promoter felt bad that that happened and brought me back, and then I made up for it and I went back a bunch of times. But yeah, oh, and another time in Vancouver, I hit the cue button by accident because I had one too many, and I'll never forget that. And that was so annoying, but I caught it quickly. But that wasn't as bad as Newfoundland. I fixed it quickly because I hit the wrong button, but didn't even care because I redeemed myself. But that was just more of a mistake that annoyed me. But Newfoundland was definitely like, when you feel the crowd not resonating, it sucks. Sure. But it's part of the ride, man.
Okay, you have a massive body of work here, so this one might be a little bit challenging for you, but of all of the tracks that you made, can you tell me one or two that really stand out as the best that you've made and what makes them so good?
Absolutely. So as a songwriter, there's no question that I have to say Hi Friends. Conceptually, lyrically, the way I delivered it, for me, and I mean this as humble as possible, but that is a timeless track. I mean, when Nicole Mudaber told me that, like on Twitter, she DM'd me and said, I love that song. I was just like, what? You know, but it was like so surreal to me to have an artist of her caliber say that. But, you know, I've been given a lot of respect for that record because it wasn't easy to write those lyrics. And then as a producer, for me, there's stuff on my Mike Perry album that I produced that is really on another level. My song, Need Your Lovin', which is a hip-hop track under my Mike Perry guise. It is very complicated the way it's arranged, and it even goes into a drum and bass part. That is just, like, really good. And I did that with a producer by the name of Double C. We went back and forth on it, but that is one of my gems. But then as a house music producer, I really, 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 really love this track. My remix for Mateo DeMar, Feel the Drums. I am so proud of that. It's honestly fucking fire, man. Like, it is so well done.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You are listening to the MC Flipside interview on Techno Progressivo. The station is 101.9 CITR, and I'm DJ Wah. Part 1 wrapped up there with a combination of Mateo DeMar, M1, and MC Flipside. The track is Feel the Drums. Absolutely great stuff there. Full track list and a selection of MC Flipside web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Dump Truck is the track that kicks off the final part of the interview. This is alongside Whiskey Pete and Keith McKenzie.
Heavyweight flow, a king from the dot, so addicted to prose. All I wanna do is rhyme all day, so I had to connect with a king from LA. Me and Whiskey about to go ham. We do it for the culture, not for the gram. We do it for the music, we do it for the love. Turn it up real loud like it's banging in the club. Y'all know what it is right now, get down, break down if you're loving our sound. When the bass goes boom, boom, boom in the room, and the drop hits hard, you can't help but move. Y'all know what it is right now, get down, break down if you're loving our sound. When the bass goes boom, boom, boom in the room, and the drop hits hard, you can't help but move.
Okay, another tough one for you here. You have mentioned a plethora of Canadian producers and DJs, people you've worked with, some you haven't worked with. From that list, and possibly some that aren't even on that list, can you tell me a couple of DJs whom you really admire and why? What makes them so special for you, so inspirational for you?
From a lyrical perspective, I would have to say Tiga. As a producer, as a creator, his concepts. I mean, I was watching the Bugatti video, you know, last week, and I'm just like, wow, it's just the way he thinks, his vision is just incredible. And then from a drum and bass perspective, I mentioned Marcus Visionary earlier. As for Jack in House, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people like Hatiris. Demir. Demir is very good. New Cats, New Blood. I'm really feeling Vax and Faruqi. Sam Van Horn, as well as for Progressive. I respect and rate Simon Doty very high. And then, you know, stalwarts of techno, people such as Richie and you know, Kenny Glasgow, I respect a lot. And then from the West Coast, you know, I respect Luke McKeon. He's a good friend of mine. You know, it's funny because we approach music so different, but we have always gotten along. And big up Nordic Tracks, you know, like, he's amazing. And then he's a great person. And he's just a sweet person. I like him a lot. He's always so kind to me. Mistress Barbara is someone else that I rate tremendously. And she's another person I get along with really well. She's a wonderful woman and an incredible DJ. I will always rate her high. I remember watching her with Carl Cox at Miami back in 2001, and she just disintegrated the place. What an artist she is. And then there's, of course, a lot of Canadian bands that I like. You know, so producers from that perspective, like Daniel Lanois, you know, I really like him. What he did with U2 is surreal. I'm very open-minded when it comes to music. And then Sydney Blue, she had a great album during the pandemic. I really loved her song, Vibrate. She's another talented person. Daniel Dubb is another artist I rate from Canada. So these are some of the artists that I really like.
So tired of fighting. Destiny appears whenever you come here. Yeah. The fear was bottled up. You helped me give it up and open up my soul.
Alright then, the path is laid. In your eyes it is all explained. The loss of balance is the price of pain. As each year passes, it chips away. Resentment clouds the light of day. Your worst enemy shouldn't live this way. You can top a chart, you can kick the globe. But what's the point if you lose your soul? The truth inside, one cannot define. Sky's the limit, many like to say. You're coming over me like a tidal wave. Wave.
She comes like a wave.
Okay, looking into that crystal ball here, where do you plan to take this going forward? What is your vision for yourself in production and in DJing?
Well, this year I really want to take it up another level with my DJing. I want to like go onto that fourth deck and really add even more elements of percussion and basically rework and almost create my own tracks on the fly. Load in more samples of my own voice and different sound effects and percussive loops, as well as just, like I mentioned earlier, literal loops of like rides and hi-hats, as well as like using effects on my vocals. And then for production, I want to like add push to my studio and really almost strip back and just take a good kick, a good clap, a good ride, and then load in some of the bass lines I make on my synths, as well as my melodic top line and counter melodies, as well as, you know, pads and things I might want to use at a break, and use push like I would an MPC and strip back, get rid of all the noise and just create a more refined track, you know, using simple. Okay, I look at it like cooking. I compare production to cooking, and having an Italian background, I'm going to use Italian food. When you have a tomato sauce, I don't want to see oregano. That's for pizza. You do not put oregano in pasta sauce. In Italian, we call it sugo. That means the sauce. It has to be a good olive oil. Don't overheat it. The garlic has to melt in it. You cannot burn it, because then suddenly you're going to have a bitter sauce. You do not add sugar to it. That's bullshit. You have to use good tomatoes. You have to use San Marzano. San Marzano is how you pronounce it. And then a good amount of basil, but you don't want to overdo it, and sea salt. And then you let the rest happen naturally. I want to approach the way I do music as Rubito and Flipside, like that. Strip back. I don't want to learn 100 new plugins. I just don't, because that's distraction. I want to pull back, and I want to use push for that and pick the best root sounds, because if you have a shit kick drum with a ton of distortion, unless that's your vibe, you can give it to the best mix engineer, and he, she, they could bounce it down on an SSL. It's not going to change that. The sounds that are being worked with are shit. So I want to strip back, pull back, and take my production to that point. Less is more.
Sweet. disco dancing, late night romancing. With 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 disco dancing, late night romancing. Be on that vibe, man. Feel the enhancement.
Okay, and then closing things out here, do you have anything that you'd like to promote right now?
Yes, of course, for producers that are looking for really cool vocal tracks and top lines and spoken word, my Voice of the Underground sample pack, which came out just over a year ago, it's still super fresh, and it's on the Via Tool Room Academy. It's available to you. I also have a remix that I'm very proud to announce that is coming out for the legendary icon Marshall Jefferson. I'm so proud. It's a track called Far Into Now, and it's a really quirky acid house rendition that I did. It's dance floor friendly but super underground, and I'm very proud of it. I worked so hard on it, and I was so flattered when he told the label that he loved it. And I have a forthcoming release with a female artist out of Montreal, Black Pearl. Sandy Duproval was one of the best voices, which is a really nice full throttle tech house record called Amplified, and we both sing on it, and I did the beat on it, and it's like a really cool funky analog driven energy build track, you know. It's really cool, and it's just about your energy is everywhere, our frequency is amplified, and that's coming out on Stickman Redux, so I'm super proud of that. As well as I have a collab with Faruqi, who just did a track with Demir, as well as a couple of unreleased tracks, and Carlo Leo and I are going to work on a new one together as well, so I'm pretty stoked about that. And I've got something in the works with Killed Cassette out of Ireland, and he's on Save Nick Fanciulli's label, so I'm working on that. And I just did something that came out on Drum Code with Timo. He sampled one of the vocals on my sample pack, and Adam Bear was playing it like crazy, like the full vocal, which blew my mind. It's surreal to me to hear Adam Bear playing my vocals. It's just gnarly, man. But hey, life's a ride, and this is the journey of an artist.
Step right, step. Step left, right, connect with the music, time for you to lose it. Step, step, step left, step, step, step right, step, step, step right, time for you to lose it. Connect with the music, 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 music,
This has been MC Flipside. A selection of MC Flipside tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp as well. A full list of MC Flipside web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. So, thank you very much for doing this.
London to Barcelona, from a worldwide, all in command. From a visa to Roma, London to Barcelona, from a worldwide, all in command. From a visa to Roma, London to Barcelona, from a worldwide, all in command. From a visa to Roma, London to Barcelona. We'll be right back.
Barcelona. From a worldwide all in commander. From a Ibiza to Roma. London to Barcelona. From a worldwide all in commander. From a Ibiza to Roma. London to Barcelona. From a worldwide all in commander. From a Ibiza to Roma. London to Barcelona. From a worldwide all in commander.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done. The MC Flipside interview here on Techno Progressivo, and what a ride it's been. Great insight into the history of the Toronto club scene, production, and changes in technology. I really enjoyed this one. It's nice to get such a unique look at the growth of club culture in the country. We finished off there with an MC Flipside collab with Roger Sanchez. That one's called Worldwide. Full track list and a selection of MC Flipside web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. I encourage you to head on over there to find out more about him and the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show, head on over to Techno Progressivo's show page at citr.ca or Apple Podcasts to listen to this one again or to check out more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with the show. Follow our socials, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Up next on the station is Attic Jam, so stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's Track from the Past. Let's hop back 15 years in time to 2008 for one more from tonight's guest. This is MC Flipside and Hatiras with Get Blasted. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here in 2 weeks.